was in some kind of trouble, and she asked me, she said, "Are you really serious about this radio stuff?" And I said, "Yes, ma'am. Sure am." So she told me, these guys out here put an FM on. They put the FM on like September of 68. This was the last week in September, or first week in October of 68, when she and I were having this conversation. And they had told her that, you know, to keep her eyes open because they had a lot of faith in her. Like I said, she was super sharp. The superintendent's wife on top of that. Mm-hmm. Keep her eyes open for some guy who, you know, had enough energy to do the job. A certain amount of intelligence, but not too smart. And, you know, a medium to halfway decent voice that, you know, the kind of guy that she would recommend. Mm-hmm. So anyway, she asked me a bunch of questions about, do you plan to stay around here? Would you like to stay around here? Few things about goals and this kind of stuff. And so she said, "Well, why don't you go out there and talk to the men at the radio station, because I think they would like to maybe, you know, have you around there an hour or two a week or something like that." So that's where it started. It was, I believe, the 4th of October in 68, and I was a greenhorn. And I've been here ever since. I hadn't missed many days, including vacation, Sundays, holidays. You know, in radio, it's kind of like, I guess it's kind of like a lot of other jobs where you're public service related.
Yeah.
People may be on vacation or they may be going to grandma's house, but they expect you to be there. So, well, I've been here ever since, like I said, soon be 10 years.
Sure.
And so I guess you would say I've always done this.
What would you call yourself as far as your duties out here?
Well, announcer-salesman. I'd probably be the proper designation. I do the typical disc jockey work too, but I don't make the big side of my salary off the disc jockey part, you know what I mean?
Right. Okay. Tell me about your schooling. Did you go to schools in this area?
I went my first 2 years in, you know, elementary education in Vardaman. And it was kind of difficult there the first year because the, you know, back in the days of the kind of heat they had then in the high school building burned the winter before I started school. And so my first grade year was in the First Baptist Church in Vardaman, Mississippi. No desk, you know, we just had those little chairs like you have in Sunday school when you're a little squirt, you know, and you're writing tablet on your knee and this kind of thing. And then second grade we got back over into the regular elementary building. And during that year we moved to the Houston area where my parents live now, and but they would take us down there. They were both working in Houston. They would take us down there to school every morning, you know, to keep from switching us right at the latter part of the year. You know, we moved up here like in February and March, and school was out then in April. So, you know, they just took us on back down there, and then I started my third grade here at Houston. And I laugh at some of the kids now, you know, their mommies have to go with them when they're going into junior high, you know, and I said, golly. My folks asked me, said, "Well, do you need anything?" And I said, "No." So we hopped on the school bus, and never been on that bus in our lives. Rode to the school that we'd never been to in our lives. Went and signed up, registered, and went to class, you know. So, you know, things change, you know,
sure.
Things change a lot.
What grades are covered in the elementary schools around here?
Well, you know, elementary basically goes to sixth grade, mm-hmm. and then your junior high, seventh, eighth. And high school, 9 through 12.
I see. Mm-hmm. Was this Houston Elementary School where you continued?
Right. Mm-hmm. Around here, most of them are named after the town, you know, except
right.
for a few, W.P. Daniel at New Albany and things like this. We didn't have many famous people born around here, mostly just little babies, you know.
Okay. And you had a separate junior high school
here? Do now. But at the time, it was just a separate division of you know, the main building. There was like a 200-foot hall or corridor separating them. But, yeah, it was Houston Junior High School, you know.
And after that, where did you
And, of course, Houston High School.
Okay.